Good morning, Seattle, Washington. Good morning to all the people across the great wide oceans of discontent. It's almost 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Saturday, January the 30th. Can you believe it, 2021? Can you hear the wild dog screaming in the night? They're out there, you know. Somewhere beyond the foundations of your own forgotten self. There's a microphone hidden in the lost soul of your pooch. This is the continuing series. This is installment number 6 of the Lost and Forgotten Prison-Style Lectures of Charles Manson. Charles Manson, famous for his Manson family, famous for his helter-skelter bullshit. But what you may not know is he considered himself a great philosopher. He would give these prison-style lectures in the darkness of the night, even if no one was there. He would utter these words into holes in the walls, thinking there were spirits, but there were no spirits. Just a broken tempest. But if you can hear the whippoorwills sing, if you can be patient for a moment and open up your mind to the dust, off in the distance you can hear the screams of all the crazy people shut up in their caves. These lectures were discovered by Dr. Ruth Hrubrington and Mr. Ken Hayes of the Transcendental Psychic Research Institute of Outer Mongolia. They spent many years looking for these lost writings of Charles Manson hidden in garbage dumps and sewers, hidden in the nests of rats, because rats will grab whatever shit they find to make a fucking nest. So they found some of the lectures there. Yes, these lectures cover all sorts of topics. And of course, we could spend time on the puzzlement, the questions, the concerns, the mysteries, but instead we'll dive right in. Lecture number 6 by Charles Manson, given in a dirty, nasty prison on December the 7th, Pearl Harbor Day, 1997. Being hungry. This lecture is about food. Being hungry, I was hungry, and the cop fed me mustard mead and dimbo fat and the smashed animals the county workers found along the road. Dried and grisly, meager portions for wolfmen. I was in the hole and the cop tossed in 2 rats. And an old cat. And a man that had no hands. I was hungry. He smiled and laughed and took his cigarette and put it out in my belly button and said, "See there, bum, I can burn you." We are the strugglers that scrape by on donkey grease and pickled feet. We are the strugglers that scrape by on donkey grease and pickled feet and hornet droppings. We gather the yellow paste that is left behind after the late city summer rains. We congregate near 67th Street where Crazy Cliff makes blunket tea and harvest the scorn eggs and the baboon scat. By the curb, the wizard freak would sell sandstorm horses that were used as monkus. We barbecued those horses slowly on spits and savored their flesh in the summer light. But the hunger was deep and the French fry tempest could not be soothed by suckling on winter grapes, okay? And then the voice was heard. A voice coming from the gentle field of XY and containing golden smatterings of crispy delight. I could hear it clearly as the hookers were being chased down the street by pimps with dogs on chains. A broken voice of contempt, something from the shadows. My demon speaker, my spirit voice uttered gourd and showed me this sign. The meat in the larder is rotten, what Harvey said. And then gourd was shown over the columns of the lost city. The city of scavengers and night people and the scrumbly folk that cover their bodies in dirt. Gourd was food and food was gourd. This is what I was told in the darkness of night. You will eat the feast of the city as the sky turns red and yellow and the rain burns, the demon emissary stated. And in his voice was the crackling of white-hot terror. You could see the smoke in the air in the sky. The swamp mist of devils dropping poison. The clouds of brown and black and poison and death. All the vitamins and minerals floating down. Where? Where did you say? I was hungry. I was hungry. I stared into the obelisk of contradiction and found a hot dog labeled truth in sarcastic quotes. And the mustard was spent sex wax and the lettuce was old dead leaves and we could go for days chasing hamsters. But instead we drank from the well of Tomorrowland, fortunes and harlots all about. Colorado Harvey showed me the hieroglyphs. He showed me the old cave in Oak Park. Not far from where they buried the uncle of Al Capone. He said there were people there, ancient people, who'd been on the run for 37,000 years. They called themselves Odaw. But their license said other names, human names. They were the last, so they found a place they could live. Harvey said, "See these symbols, buddy? This indicates a great bounty to the west." The symbols were there, like handwriting on the wall. "Dak Mo Yule," screamed Harvey. "Dak Mo Yule, it means clear water minerals. And this points to protein C's. Clear the mind of toxic injunction, leaving the threadbare maidens waiting on drunk carousers as they hunt boar in the forest of wandering. The water is pure mind splash, and we can walk into those waters. Minerals fill our insides with power pus to make merry while the stale evening turns ripe and the monsters see crow serum. In the time of belly back honey smoke gimlets, in the time of belly back honey smoke gimlets, we would spend our nights drinking the pus whiskey of ghosts and shaman lords and the lost frog people of Phoenix. In those days, the queen of hospitality ran a cheap hotel, a place filled with bed bugs and mold and dying flesh. In those days, the queen of hospitality ran a cheap hotel, a place filled with bedbugs and mold and dying flesh, looking for the fastest way out. Harvey was the Gurn Lord. He oversaw the great gates and allowed only those disreputable manifestations that had the mind blindness of too much reading and too little fucking. The sands blew north that year, and General Vrook took his armies to Montreal for a little fun. Tregac, Harvey yelled again. With a tight fist and piercing angry eyes, he leads his clunkin' folk to the rail race as horses lose their legs to pale missionaries wearing old leather pants. If he could walk that trail to the waterfall and view into the pool, he'd see where the fish were and the bones. Dragons chase me through the swamps as I look for fruits and vegetables and dead toads and old bones. Dragons leave their residue, and I gather it up and make a stew. I take old hog placentas and squirrel livers and the beaks from dead pigeons. All this is gathered. All of this is gathered. All of this is the fruity pebbles. Food in the fields awaiting harvest. Look about, my friends, my fellows, in these prison cells, these concrete dungeons. Food in the fields awaiting harvest. It's everywhere if you look. Food in the fields awaiting harvest, the fruit of ages standing against dusty, forgotten times of dead winds and burning homes. The protein wench will have sausages and beefsteaks and burgers and ribs and potato salad. But nowhere in this can we find salsa. No. The spice will be left for others. And the currant will be thrown into the mix. Change your fluids, cried two blacks, as demon sorcerers made their way to my prison cell and sold me a vision of bacon and eggs and forbidden toast. Candy, chili, taco salad. Thank you. candy and chili and taco salad and Thai food. These other voices of food will tell you of zesty and savory, but not the honest perspective of a many chasing down another man, of a many, of a throng. A man in the night covered in grindo sweat, fist caked in dried blood, a man seeking flesh to gnaw on and marrow to suckle. This creature is a hunter, a finder, a careless knave, too uninterested in survival to find out the flesh. Man in the night covered in grindo sweat, fist caked with dried blood, a man seeking flesh to gnaw on and marrow to suckle. This creature is a hunter, a finder, a careless knave, too uninterested in survival to find it. The flesh. The flesh is found clearly by the roadside, not far from the travelers. It is found in the meadow off the road where the old woman was killed. It's hiding monkey pie and Alabama sausage gators and old worn-out cotton candy killers using snake knives and rope covered in broken glass. The flesh is filled with desire and desire for food. And what is food? What is food, brothers? What is food, my fellow prisoners? Food is what you stick in your mouth, man. Food is a chunk of crumbo that you shove down your grimptus pipe. The flesh is filled with desire and desire for food. And what is food? Food is what you stick in your mouth, man. Food is what you eat. Food is the protein and the scars. Food is the scabs. Food is the film. Food is the residue and the grease and the oil and the dust. Food is the riprap. Food is chunks of rebar. Food is whatever's crawling in front of you. For a reptile, that's usually the case. This was the sixth lecture in the series of the Lost Prison Lectures of Charles Manson. The core subject of this lecture was food, but I'm not really sure if any of us got the point on that. Maybe what Charlie was really saying is food is what crawls in front of you. Maybe food is the spirit water. Maybe food is something you put into a bowl and you add water, even if the water is brown and green and just totally disgusting. Maybe food is what you boil until you can eat it. Maybe food is what will just appear, right? Just appear in front of you, maybe. I think we're all going to be finding out pretty soon.